Welcome to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws bowling team of August 13, 2023 by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. It has been edited for currency clarity and time constraints. I'm Dick Hayden, volunteer reader at the North Carolina Reading Service. Season kickoff, tournament information, and more. See below for information on our season kickoff meeting and other news. Especially if you are interested in joining the league, please alert Sharon as soon as possible. The Outlaws season kickoff meeting. We will meet at Buffalo Lanes North, 5900 Oak Forest Road in Raleigh, this coming Wednesday, October 16 at 7 p.m. If you plan to drop to sub status, or if you have been a sub and want to be considered for a full-time spot, or if you are new and want to bowl with us this season, please let Sharon know before the meeting. Call her cell at 919-740-1073. If you want to order food, please get there in time to order and get it before the meeting, if possible, so there will be a minimum of interruptions. Transportation issues? Raleigh residents who rely on Go Raleigh Access for your transportation needs, your concerns are being heard and being addressed. If you have had issues with not being picked up for work or appointments or any concern, we are documenting them. Please write them in full detail and email them to Sharon at snbenton@gmail.com. Members of the community are working to address these issues and get solutions. You will hear more to come, but this is a vital part of getting change. So I encourage you to flood my email with your issues. We need your name, date of the trip, where you were going, and a description of what took place. We are Go Raleigh customers as well, so we know your pain. We may be many, but we can fight like one. Please help us so that we can help you. With all of the changes that the COVID pandemic brought, it is becoming apparent that the best course of action to preserve blind bowling as we know it will be for our CBA member leagues to come back into SBBA for the purpose of holding a fall tournament, mail a graphic, and other events. CBA will continue to exist. CBA will be primarily an organization dedicated to promoting the sport of blind bowling, especially to youth and to new bowlers. This will mean a slight change in our sanction fees this year. More details at the meeting. SBBA held officer elections last Monday evening, August the 7th. Officers for the upcoming year are as follows. Chair, Rod Wilson from Winston-Salem. Vice Chair, A.J. Inglesby from Gate City, Greensboro. Secretary Treasurer, Sandy McDaniel from Daytona Beach. Recording Secretary, Clayton Saunders from Winston-Salem. Tournament Director, Jerry Mintz from Winston-Salem. SBBA Representative to ABBA, Terrell Jones from Greensboro. SBBA member leagues for 2023-24 as of the present are Raleigh, Charlotte, Baltimore, Winston-Salem, Greensboro, Hampton, and Roanoke Valley. The Gate City Classic Tournament is scheduled for September 16 at Triad Lanes, 21 Oak Branch Drive in Greensboro. We'll begin setup at 9. Entry fee of $35 can be paid to Miriam at the kickoff meeting or make arrangements to get it to her. Announcing the 2023 NCCB Job Fair. The North Carolina Council of the Blind is once again sponsoring a job fair. This year's event will be held on September 22 from 12:30 to 3:30 p.m. at Carolina Pines Community Center, 2305 Lake Wheeler Road, Raleigh, NC 27603. A continuing mission of the NCCB is to promote the independent skills, expertise, and success of blind and low-vision residents across our great state. We would like to invite you to attend this year's NCCB Job Fair. The job fair is a precursor to our always exciting state convention, but it is open to all. With that in mind, whether you are a person in need of work or someone who wishes to advance in your career, we encourage everyone to attend our job fair. Employers and agencies from all over the state, such as the cities of Durham and Raleigh, North Carolina State University, Abler, Amazon, LCI, along with other entities, will be enthusiastically participating in the NCCB job fair. As you interact with them, you will be provided with many opportunities to get your foot in new and exciting doors. Employers will discuss their company and positions with you. You will have a chance to take your future to the next level as you share your abilities, strengths, and goals with them. In addition to employment opportunities, we are encouraging rehabilitation counselors and job placement specialists to share their expertise at this year's job fair. Our continuing goal, and particularly with the NCCB job fair, is to provide job placement opportunities and to connect employers with motivated and talented blind and low vision people. By bringing together employers, counselors, rehabilitation professionals, and most importantly, you, we feel confident that everyone will benefit. The job fair will be held September 22nd from 12:30 to 3:30 p.m. at the Carolina Pines Community Center at 2305 Lake Wheeler Road in Raleigh, North Carolina. Orientation for job seekers and rehabilitation professionals will take place from 12:30 to 1 o'clock p.m. Employers will be able to set up their areas during this time frame. To register for the NCCB Job Fair as a job seeker, employer, blindness professional, or to volunteer, please click on or copy the link into your browser. The link is found in your email copy of this newsletter. Job seekers, register by September the 19th. Employers, professionals, volunteers, please register by September the 15th. SBBA Tournament, Fall Tournament, October 27 to 29 in Winston-Salem. You will have to sanction with SBBA and have a book average from ABBA from the last year or 12 games by October 1 of this season to participate in this tournament, but not our one-day events. Tournament information. We will be staying at the Best Western Plus Haines, H-A-N-E-S, Haines Mall Hotel at 3330 Silas Creek Parkway, Winston-Salem, NC 27103. Included is a complimentary hot breakfast. Rooms are $119 plus tax for double queen or king rooms. The phone number to call for reservations is 336-893-7540. And when making reservations, let them know that you are with SBBA, the Southeastern Blind Bowlers Association, in order to get the special rate. The cutoff date is September 26, 2023. Reservations made after this date will be at a higher rate. The bowling competition will be held at Bolero, B-O-W-L-E-R-O, Lane, 811 Jonestown Road, Winston-Salem, N.C., 27103. The phone number is 336-765-8009. The scheduled events are Friday evening at 7 p.m. We will have a short meeting at the hotel. Everyone is welcome to come and participate. We value your opinions. Then from 8 p.m. until 10 p.m., there will be a hospitality room with light refreshments and plenty of socializing. At that time, you will be able to pick up your schedules. Saturday morning at 9 a.m., the bowling will begin with the team event. In the afternoon at 1 p.m., the Masters Tournament will be held. On Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and noon, if needed, the tournament will conclude with the doubles and singles competition. We will have pre-ordered T-shirts this year for $25. When I receive the final print, I will send a copy of the design. If you have not sanctioned with SBBA and would like to attend the tournament, you can include your $6 sanction fee with the ticket. So, important dates and other information. Tournament date, October 27 through 29. Entry date, October 1. Cutoff date for statistical sheet information, October 1. Hotel, Best Western Plus, Haines Mall Hotel. Address 3330 Silas Creek Parkway, Winston-Salem, NC 27103. Phone number 336-893-7540. Room rate $119 per night plus tax. Hotel reservation cutoff date September 26, 2023. Bowling Center, Bolero Lanes, Bowlero, 811 Jonestown Road, Winston-Salem, NC 27103. Phone number 336-765-8009. Entry fees, regular tournament $70, master tournament $25. The SBBA Masters competition itself, the format for the Masters competition in the SBBA tournament is different than ABBA and different from our old CBA shootout. The format is as follows. First round. The first round of competition will consist of five games. Scores from the team event will be used for the first three of the five games of the first round. The remaining two games will be bowled with two bowlers per lane, and each pair of lanes will alternate. Bowlers will have 50 minutes to complete these two games. The eight bowlers in each division with the highest total pinfall from the five games will advance to the next round. In the event of a tie for eighth place, the tie will be broken by a two-frame roll-off, ninth and tenth frame. If there is still a tie, additional 10th frames will be rolled until the tie is broken. Ties for the first through seventh places will be seeded by drawing the seed from the hat. Second round. The bowlers will be ranked from seed 1, highest total pin from rounds 1, to seed 8. This round is one game match play elimination. The bowlers are matched as follows. Seed 1 versus seed 8. Winner advances to finals as seed 1. Seed 2 versus seed 7. Winner advances to finals as seed 2. Seed 3 versus seed 6. Winner advances to finals as seed 3. Seed 4 versus seed 5. Winner advances to finals as seed 4. These games will be bowled with two bowlers per lane. The bowlers who are matched against each other will be on the same lane. Bowlers will alternate lanes. Bowlers will have 25 minutes to complete this game. The winner of each match advances to the stepladder final. Stepladder finals. The finals will be bowled as follows. Each division will bowl its championships on one pair of lanes separating each division. In the first game of the final, seed 4 will bowl one game against seed 3. The loser will finish in fourth place. The winner will bowl one game against seed 2. The loser will finish in third place. The winner will bowl one game against seed 1. The loser will finish in second place. The winner is the championship. In the finals, the order of bowling will be as follows. The high seed will bowl first. They will bowl one frame. The lower seed will bowl two frames, one frame on each lane. The high seed will bowl two frames, one on each lane. Then the bowlers will bowl two frames at a time, one on each lane until the low seed rolls the 10th frame. Bowlers will alternate lanes. The high seed will choose their starting lane. The low seed will start on the other lane. Two lanes on the end away from the finals will be available for the first and second seeded bowlers to practice. A bowler may practice once the game prior to their match is being bowled. Prior to the first match of the finals, both bowlers get two practice balls on each lane. In each of the remaining games, the bowler who won the previous game does not get additional practice. The other bowler, the higher seed, gets two practice balls on each lane. And that's that. Now a fundraiser for a current Governor Moorhead School student. Daniel Rivera, a 9-year-old GMS student, is currently battling osteosarcoma, an aggressive bone cancer. His mother has set up a GoFundMe account to help with his medical expenses. If you feel led to donate, the link is in your email copy of this newsletter. Click on it to to go directly to the website. FEMA schedules nationwide EAS test for October the 4th. FEMA, in coordination with the FCC, will conduct a nationwide test of the Emergency Alert System, EAS, and the Wireless Emergency Alerts, WEA, this fall. The national test will consist of two portions, testing WEA and EAS capabilities. Both tests are scheduled to begin at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday, October 4. The EAS portion of the test will be sent to radios and televisions. This will be the seventh nationwide EAS test. The WEA portion of the test will be directed to all consumer cell phones. This will be the third nationwide test, but the second test to all cellular devices. The test message will display in either English or in Spanish, depending on the language settings of the wireless handset. FEMA and the FCC are coordinating with EAS participants, wireless providers, emergency managers, and other stakeholders in preparation for this national test to minimize confusion and to maximize the public safety value of the test. The purpose of the test is to ensure that the systems continue to be effective means of warning the public about emergencies, particularly those on the national level. In case the October 4 test is postponed due to widespread severe weather or other significant events, the backup testing date is October 11. This year, the EAS message will be disseminated as a Common Alerting Protocol, CAP, message via the Integrated Public Alert and Warning System Open Platform for Emergency Networks, IPAWS-Open. All wireless phones should receive the message only once. WEA alerts are created and sent by authorized federal, state, local, tribal, and territorial government agencies throughout IPAWS, that's I-P-A-W-S, to participating wireless providers, which deliver the alerts to compatible handsets in geo-targeted areas. To help ensure that these alerts are accessible to the entire public, including people with disabilities, our alerts are accompanied by a unique tone and a vibration. Next up, rock climbing. Are you interested? Paracliff Hangers is a nonprofit organization that fosters community, adventure, strength, and equity through adaptive rock climbing. PCH hosts group at climbing gyms across the country, and we are excited to start offering a group here in the Triangle area. Our hope is to help build a local community of adaptive climbers. At our monthly meetups, we will provide all of the equipment necessary for any person of any ability to get on the wall. We will also provide volunteers and other climbers to assist in any way needed. For more information and to register, you can visit our website, www.paracliffhangers.org. Click on Sessions and scroll down to North Carolina. The local Facebook page website link is in your email copy of this newsletter. Click on it to go to the Facebook page. And volunteering. Are you a belay certified and interested person who would like to volunteer your time to support our climbing clinics? Complete the form to sign up as a volunteer and we'll follow up with you. The gym address for Paracliff Hangers is 1010 Martin Luther King Jr. Parkway, Suite 400, Durham, North Carolina, 27713. Save the date, folks. The Governor Moorhead School will once again serve as host for the GMS Fall Fundraiser, the Giving Season Gala. Join us for a catered meal, silent auction, great entertainment from GMS students, and a wonderful fellowship on Thursday, November the 2nd. Save the date and watch for more information, including how to buy your tickets. It will be coming. And save the date for state conventions. The National Federation of the Blind of North Carolina and the North Carolina Council of the Blind. The NFB of NC, North Carolina Blind Federation, North Carolina Federation of the Blind of North Carolina. Their state convention will be held on Thursday, September 14 through Sunday, September 17 at the Best Western Hotel, 770 Huffman Mill Road, Burlington, NC. The phone number for reservations is 336-584-0151. Room rate is $89 per night plus tax and includes breakfast. Registration is $20 and includes the banquet. Registration will end on August 25. Please visit the NFBOFNC website to register. That website is https://www.nfbofnorthcarolina.org. There's an actionable link in your email copy of the newsletter. And the North Carolina Council of the Blind State Convention will be held on Friday, September 22nd to Sunday, September 24th at the Holiday Inn, Raleigh-Durham Airport, 930 Airport Boulevard, Mooresville, North Carolina, 27560. The phone number for reservations is 919-465-1910. Use block code NCB when booking your room. The hotel room rate is $118 plus tax per night and includes breakfast. The convention registration fee is $25 online or $35 at the door. Registration fee includes a boxed lunch. The banquet registration fee is $30 online or $35 at the door. The website for NCCB is https://nccbinfo.org. Come on out and join us and learn about the action happening in our state with accessible pedestrian crosswalk signals, what to do in a weather emergency, and a myriad of other things going on in our community. And oh yeah, don't forget the door prizes. And the final save the date is the North Carolina Reading Service New Visions Gala. The 2023 New Visions Gala, benefiting the North Carolina Reading Service, will be held on September 15, 2023 at the Hilton Raleigh North Hills, 3415 Wake Forest Road, Raleigh. 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. is the time, and it will involve cocktails, then dinner, and then a program, and the keynote speaker is Ann Brennan. There will also be a silent auction and a New Visions Assistive Technology Showcase. Tickets are only $125 each. Cocktail attire is requested. Please RSVP by September 7, 2023, and you can do so at the website www.ncreadingservice.org. Let's wrap up the newsletter with some recipes that will bowl you over. Ooh, I like this one just from the name. Peaches and cream dessert. And thanks go to Donna Permar for this. The ingredients: 1 1/2 cups of vanilla wafer crumbs, 1/2 cup of butter or margarine melted, 1/2 bag bag of miniature marshmallows, 2 tablespoons of orange juice, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 1 1/2 cups of chopped fresh peeled peaches, and 1 cup of Cool Whip. Now, with that, mix the wafer crumbs with butter. Reserve 1/2 cup for topping. Pat the remaining mixture into a 9-inch square pan. Heat the marshmallows and juices over a low heat until almost melted. Stir until smooth. When partially thickened, fold in peaches and Cool Whip. Pour over the crust. Sprinkle with the reserved crumbs. Refrigerate until ready to serve. This recipe, by the way, can be doubled and put in a 9 by 13 inch pan. Oh, that sounds so good. Zucchini patties. All right, now we're going to do veggies. Your ingredients are 2 cups of grated zucchini, 2 eggs beaten, 1/4 cup of chopped onion, 1/2 cup of all-purpose flour, 1/2 cup of grated Parmesan cheese, 1/2 cup of shredded mozzarella cheese. Salt all this to taste, and also have 2 tablespoons of vegetable oil. What you're going to do with all that is get a medium-sized bowl, and in that combine the zucchini, the eggs, onion, flour, Parmesan cheese, mozzarella cheese, and salt it out to taste. Stir well enough to distribute the ingredients evenly. Heat a small amount of oil in a skillet over a medium-high heat. Drop the zucchini mixture by heaping tablespoons and then flatten down with a spatula to form a patty shape and cook for a few minutes on each side until golden. And those both just sound wonderful. I hope you enjoy them. You have been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. We hope that you have enjoyed it. This podcast is archived on the North Carolina Reading Service website in the podcast section under newsletters. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.